This month, we've brought you stories about the impact of war on the families of soldiers deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan. Some of you have shared your stories. Renee Nelson of Tucson remembers hearing about flashbacks suffered by a friend who was deployed to Iraq. My friend now has a domestic violence charge and is being discharged from his military service with something less than honorable. I am glad family and friends are being trained to help our troops recognize the need for some help. We did receive many letters and messages about troubles faced by soldiers and their families. We also heard from listeners who agreed with Brigadier General Rhonda Cornum, who we interviewed last week. General Cornum directs the Army's Comprehensive Soldier Fitness Program and said, "Soldiers can be trained to stay mentally fit." Listener Ira Wing posted this on our website. "I think that most people can cope with the stress of combat. It affects us, but it does not break or ruin us. Trying to live with what you've done in isolation is toxic to anyone, not just soldiers returning from combat." 2 weeks ago, we spoke with NPR's Daniel Zwerdling about how the Veterans Administration might help family members care for wounded veterans. Leslie Mosier shared some of her frustrations trying to seek care for her ex-husband, a Vietnam veteran. "I couldn't get the VA doctors to talk directly to me to know what to expect or how to assist my husband," she writes. "His medications were mailed to him by the box. I couldn't keep track of what he was taking. Doctors and therapists wouldn't meet with me or return calls. The marriage couldn't withstand the loss of a home, the physical and verbal abuse, and drinking. It's a high price to pay for loving a vet." And we profiled Judith Broder, founder of the Soldiers Project, that provides free counseling to returning vets and their families. John Parker, who listens on WBUR in Boston, posted this on our website. "Bravo! Unpaid volunteers can make a huge difference in people's lives. Let's keep pulling out all the stops for these young warriors. They deserve the absolute best we can give them." To hear stories from our Impact of War project and to read listeners' responses, you can visit our website, npr.org.